Hey, what's up, everybody, and welcome to another exciting episode of We Hope This Finds You Well with Rob and Chuck. This is episode 14. Thanks for joining us. Hello, Rob. How are you this evening? Night,
what's
morning.
Going on, buddy? Evening, night, morning.
Morning.
What is it? Let's see.
After midnight here, so I'm in the...
We're up past my bedtime.
Hey, we're in different day.
Yeah, I'm still in yesterday. It's 23:22 right now.
And it's 0022 right now.
Well done. Well done. How you doing, man?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm good. I've had a number of Modelos over the past couple hours. Doing great. What kind of hipster bullshit are you drinking tonight, Chuck?
I am drinking a Heavy Seas IPA variety pack.
Wow.
I just finished two double cannons, which are double IPAs. And now I'm going to drink an Americanon, which is an American pale ale. Not a little less ABV than that bad boy. But I've already had two. I've had one that was 7.5, and I had two that are 9.5. And this one's a mere 5.75.
So this should get nice and sloppy here shortly.
I'm feeling good, so I'm ready to roll here, ready to record episode 14. Don't really know what we're going to talk about, but we're going to talk about some shit.
We're going off the cuff, off the dome.
Yeah, we're going to roll with the punches, you know, that's how we do.
Also known as no preparation.
Yeah, I mean, I wrote some stuff down, but it was about 30 seconds ago, so.
If they were listening closely, they would have just heard you flip the page over. I heard it on my end.
No.
Is that a spiral ream notebook you have?
There are no multiple pages of flip here.
Did you write that on the back of your S&T bank bill?
Oh,
are there still S&T banks? Is that still a thing?
It is. S&T Bank is a thing. I don't know. That's something important we need to talk about, though.
It was just a question. You can be a dick about it, though.
What kind of banks you got down there? What's the main bank?
Wells Fargo. Down here in Texas, we have Wells Fargo Bank.
Oh, okay.
I don't have that. I have USAA. Thanks to my dad being military and whatnot.
Ah, nice, nice.
What other old people shit can we talk about?
So what's new with you, man? What have you been up to?
I'm just gonna jump on right into it. I just got back from New Orleans, which I don't know if you heard that there. I picked up the accent. No big deal.
Down in New Orleans, back in the bayou.
That was terrible. I can't do it either. It's okay. My wife and myself went over there for 4 nights, 5 days, something like that. That was the first time I had ever been there. We stayed in the French Quarter because we're tourists. And, dude, that place is so fucking cool.
How many prostitutes did you lay with again? I'm sorry. We're not.
It's a really rude thing to say about my wife, Charlie. She listens to this, just so you know.
Okay, sure she does. Okay.
Right, I hope she doesn't. But yeah, man, we stayed in the French Quarter, and this is pretty gnarly. They have, in the French Quarter, you can drink on the street 24 hours a day. 7 days a week, doesn't matter.
That's my kind of place.
And they have... daiquiri shops all over the place, like those big fucking slushy machines.
Oh, yeah.
And you go into these places, and they have just a fucking rack of them bitches. And it'll be like Hurricane and Margarita and Sex on the Beach and anything else. And all you need to know is ice, water, food coloring, and the cheapest fucking booze you've ever seen in your whole life. The shit I got was, it was called Hurricane. It was a citrus flavor that I could not readily identify. And, dude, it had 190 grain alcohol in it. And I didn't see the sign that said that.
Hell.
And they're sold in, like, fucking styrofoam troughs, basically. Like, you get a fucking shoulder harness and everything for this fucking thing. And, dude, she looked at me. The lady who worked the desk was, like, real nice and shit. She was, oh, do you want another shot in it? And I have a pretty high alcohol tolerance, so my brain goes, uh-huh. And I'm like, yeah, sure. And my wife, who had been to New Orleans a few times, just kind of gave me this sideways look. And I was just like, what does that look for? And as the lady's pouring it, I'm like, what is that? Because all I see is a plastic clear bottle with a fucking white label on it and some black lettering, which basically I thought it was going to say booze on the side of it. And the lady goes, oh, this is diesel fuel, and turns it to me, and the name of the grain fucking alcohol that she was pouring without a fucking shot glass, just pouring it into the top of the styrofoam cup, was 190 fucking proof and called fucking diesel fuel.
That's that sounds like something you would see for any Lost fans out there. That sounds like something that would have been stocked on the shelves for the Dharma Initiative, with the white label and black lettering, diesel fuel. Go ahead. That's all. That's the nerd comment. That's Dharma Initiative booze out there.
Yeah, that's for whoever fucking knows that train wreck of a reference.
anybody who watched Lost will get that.
Anyway. Yeah, roller coaster smoke. I get you.
Okay, fun spot.
Dude, so that place was awesome. I love jazz music, not like the pretentious stuff that is just so musically crazy that I can't get down with it. I'm talking about, like, the, you know, essentially the jazz that they play in New Orleans. I didn't know, but I already had an affinity for it. My
all
wife
I'm
took me to
about
the
now, all I'm thinking about
is
now.
Is Zatarain's commercial?
No, Ron Burgundy playing the jazz flute.
Yeah, not that kind of jazz. I play the jazz flute. She took me to the oldest jazz club, and, like, fucking Satchmo used to play there and shit. And, dude, I had already had two of those daiquiris that evening. And they, like I said, come in these giant cups. I was feeling it, feeling great.
You should have just brought your bottle of rubbing alcohol with you and just tugged on it.
Dude, I might as well just put my head underneath the nearest Volkswagen and cut the fucking, you know, gas line and just stuck my face underneath it. My stomach probably would have hurt less. She took me to the jazz club, and that was fucking cool as shit, dude. Super cool. Standing room only. The inside of the building was just dilapidated, essentially, but they just preserved it the same exact way it was way back in the day. That was cool. I drank in the oldest bar in the country.
Oh, wow.
They'd been serving drinks there since like 1770 something or other, or so the plaques told me, and I was inclined to believe that because they had gas lights in the building.
Good lord.
Drank at a pirate bar. Fun fact, there's this massive church right across from the Mississippi through this big, huge square there. And then on the other side of this tiny little French corridor kind of alleyway deal, all cobblestone and whatnot, still had the trench through it from the fucking where the duty would come down the center of the road. On the other side of that alleyway, there was the French government's building from when the French still owned that bitch. And there was this alleyway that they let, like, prostitutes and pirates and shit sell their goods in between. And it was a super gnarly haunted alleyway.
Two questions. What kind of goods do pirates sell?
They stole that booty, son.
Anything in it. And what kind of goods do prostitutes sell?
Oh, that's their vagina. Also, too, selling booty.
Both selling booty. That's perfect.
Yeah, I had an absinthe drink while I was there, like the whole little water drip on the sugar cube.
The real deal.
It's pretty cool. Yeah, or so the lady told me, and, you know, thusly charged me $25 for a drink. Nothing is cheap in that fucking town, dude. We also went to, like, this, like, they, you know, there's a bunch of things coincidentally the very first in the country down there. But it was like the oldest pharmacy, and they had all these old macabre fucking bone saws and, you know, old jars that said heroin on them and cannabis and all this, like, fucking lobotomy tools, all this craziness. They had these, they were called, like, rectal expanders or some shit from, like, the 1870s, and it had an electrode attached to it. It looked like a butt plug with a vibrator attached to it. It was the gnarliest thing, and it was all, like, made out of fucking walnut or some shit, just like a butt plug. I'm a 34-year-old, 16-year-old. So I just instantly pulled my phone out, took a picture, and, like, looked at my wife. I was like, oh, it's a butt plug. And, you know, TL, being a medical professional, was, like, totally interested in everything going on in this room. And I'm over here laughing at the fucking butt plugs. Like, they had, like, medical breakthrough shit in this building, and I'm just dying laughing at the fucking, look, they got butt vibrators in here.
That's perfect.
Real fucking classy, you know.
Yeah, you're a real image of maturity.
I really am. I'm a bearded baby. the last cool thing that I'd like to say about it is the fucking food, dude. We didn't have a single bad meal there the entire time. Typically, you know, in like very much like touristy areas and places, you'll have just like the run-of-the-mill version of whatever it is. Fortunately, we lucked out. We found this place. It was highly recommended on the Yelps, and we went. It's called the Gumbo Shop. And dude, when we go on vacation, I never want to eat at the same place twice, right? We had to eat there again before we left. It was so fucking good, dude. Gumbo, like, Cajun food is fucking incredible. I don't know the difference between Cajun and Creole, but, you know, their food down there, Louisiana and whatnot. It was super good. I had, like,
did you eat any
crawfish and shit?
Is it jambalaya? Is that one of the big things there? Is that what they call it, jambalaya?
Yeah, jambalaya, etouffee, and gumbo are like the three like things that I think of when I think of their food.
Yeah.
Etouffee is typically made with crawfish, and it's fucking phenomenal. Or as we say in Pennsylvania, crayfish. I was made fun of and tortured over that. That the first crawfish boil that I went to down here.
Yeah.
Like, oh, man, you want to come over and have some crawfish? And, like, I'm like, you mean fucking bass bait? I said, okay. They're really good. It just tastes like a shit ton of old bay seasoning.
I just took the kids today to a campground type of place, and we took a little hike, and we found a crayfish in the creek there, or in the creek.
I saw a crayfish down there in the creek.
I was like, yeah, you know, people eat these things. So yeah, it was a meaty.
Of people eating piles of them.
Yeah, it was a meaty little sucker. He would have boiled up well, but we put him back in his habitat.
Yeah, you let him go. Live by another day, as they say in Louisiana. We also saw the fucking dude. You know me, I like haunted, creepy shit, right? So we read, like, some more reviews on the place, and every place fucking down there says they're haunted and shit. And we took two tours while we were down there. We took a tour of, like, haunted places in the French Quarter. Some pretty gnarly stuff, actually, that we were able to Google afterwards and found out was, like, legit. The dude wasn't full of shit. Saw, like, the house that American Horror Story was filmed in down there, with the coven.
Yep.
Saw Sandra Bullock's
the
house.
Mm-hmm. Oh. Did you stop
in? Saw Sandra B's house. We stopped in. I said, what's up? I was like, yo, I see you on the blind side. And fuck Jesse James. And,
the fun. Why are they still married?
No. He cheated on a fucking retard.
Silly.
I shouldn't
silly
say
man.
Retard. God damn it.
That word is unacceptable.
I know. That's actually one of the ones that I stand behind. I'm like, I owned a little way, and I shouldn't say that.
But their retard. Brain is slow.
I know.
Terrible.
So is mine.
Terrible.
In reality,
you,
so it's okay.
Yeah, so you're retarded.
I was in the Shapes and Colors rooms too, goddammit.
Anyway.
Yeah, but so the New Orleans trip was fucking awesome. If it weren't below sea level, like, I would honestly live there. The people were so cool. The fucking food was amazing. Granted, there's absolutely 100% positively some giant areas to sit the fuck out of down there. It's a dangerous fucking city. Yeah. You know, like, I don't know, it's the Ninth Ward, maybe, or something like that, where, like, fucking Master P and fucking Lil Wayne and all that shit. Everything terrible that they're rapping about, that's still fucking down there. And there's a Six Flags down there that's still underneath water. I watched a YouTube video about it. It's fucking cool as shit. I wanted to go, but there's no way I'd get to y'all there because there's alligators all through it.
It's still under the water.
Yeah, there's, well, it's not under the water, like, it's still totally damaged, and there's, like, big cesspools in throughout the fucking place.
Jeez, that's crazy.
They basically, after Katrina, they were like, well, I guess we're done here.
Yeah.
I plan on our part.
We're out.
So,
yeah,
you know, you brought this up earlier. I wanted you to fucking kind of elaborate on it.
Sure.
So, there's fun times in our friendship, dude. Where, like, we'll be on the phone, and you'll be like, hey, dude, what are you doing? And I'll be like, oh, I'm going to do this or something. And you'll be like, oh, I'm picking the kids and doing responsible dad shit. And it reminds me that I'm barely a fucking grown-up regularly. You sent me a Snapchat earlier today, and it was you in the woods, and all you can see is a bunch of little kids playing at the creek, and you're standing on top, kind of looking down over them, watching over like the watchful dad you are. And they're running, having fun, catching crawfish and shit, and see crayfish. And after I looked at that snap, I was like, ah, Charlie's such a good dad. And then I sat there for like 5 minutes, and there was this weird feeling that went through my mind that was like, I'm hardly a grown-up. And I don't plan on ever having kids, so I'm like, am I ever going to fucking grow up totally? Do I ever have to be that serious? Because, dude, you were watching. How many kids are with you?
There were six total, so I had...
So you were responsible for six humans that day?
I was. I was, and it wasn't too bad, but we had, you know, my three kids, and then we had three friends with us. So, yeah.
Yeah, and all of that would have given me a severe anxiety attack, and I would have been like...
It did.
Stay within the water, don't go over there.
Yeah. It did, and it does, because it's difficult trying to deal with other people's children, because you don't want to, like, you can't, like, full-out scream at them.
Right.
You know, like I might do with my own kids, and, you know.
Hey, you little motherfucker. I didn't even have the 30 seconds of fun to make you, bitch. What makes you think I'm going to kill you?
Exactly. I don't know if kids make you more or less of an adult, but they definitely give you more stress, if you consider that more adult.
Well, exhibit A is the color of your beard.
Yeah, I mean, it was a nice day, though. We went up to a campground called Lutherland. They do, like, summer camps and stuff like that for the kids. And they had a day-to-day where they kind of, you know, it's all free, and they had free lunch and everything, which was a big selling point for me.
Fucking A.
but they kind of just show off everything they have, canoeing, kayaking, archery, fishing, hiking trails.
And were they going to teach them how to tie knots?
How to what?
Tie knots. Like knots.
They probably do.
Yeah, they should. That shit's cool as fuck. Randomly went down a weird rabbit hole on YouTube one day on knot tying. And I sat there with a piece of fucking parachute cable and tried to figure out how to, I don't know how the fuck those motherfuckers do it. I can tie my shoes. I'm pretty proud of myself for that. But.
Yeah, dude, knot tying can be very important, especially if you get into, you know, the type of blue collar work that we do, where you might have to hoist something. Like I can tie a good old square knot or a bowline or a
half hitch, a slip knot, and just a box knot. Those are the only two I can do. I can tie the fisherman knot too, or whatever it's like.
We tie half hitches all the time in my line of work, pulling wire through pipes. Tie a half hitch on it, tape it up, and pull it through the pipe.
And now moving on to our next subject, flannel shirts.
I don't know if they cover knot tying. This is very possible. But they had a rock climbing room. They had some cool stuff there.
It's fucking Camp Onawana on steroids.
Yeah, definitely. But yeah, we had a nice little day. Besides the stressful part of responsibility, it wasn't too bad. I wouldn't say they were well behaved, but they were well behaved enough.
Considering, yeah. And you saw a blacksmith while you're there. That's pretty fucking cool, man. I love that shit.
Oh, yeah. The blacksmith was awesome. He was just making some little hooks. It was cool. He had a little forge set up. He was just burning some coal, sticking a little piece of steel in there, banging it out on the anvil. Banging the metal. He wasn't banging on the anvil.
Jesus, what kind of fucking summer camp is this? Is it Catholic?
touching whatever his hand could get on.
You know, just feeling around with his hand, just nosing around with his hands.
Yeah, but that's
fucking cool, man. So your oldest is thinking about doing that?
Yeah, Lana's interested in it. So.
We'll do names?
We'll probably pay, $1 million to send her away for a week, which is fine.
Worth it.
So, like, here's another part of parenting that I hate.
I feel like it's the name of your memoir.
I talked to you about this last week, but last week was her dance recital. Okay.
Oh, Christ on a crutch.
And it's fine. I love to go and watch her do her thing and do her little dance and whatever. But this thing was fucking 3.5 hours long. She only did one performance in it, which is 4 minutes max. And we had to sit there for the whole thing because she's not allowed to leave until it's over.
Dude, we had to go to one of those for my niece Bella, my sister's oldest. And it was when me and Tail first started dating. We were dating for like a few months. And I'm like, hey, you know, I got this recital I got to go to. And, of course, you know, we just started dating, so she offered up, I'll just go with you. And I'm like, you fucking sure? Like, this is, you know, I love my niece. You don't hardly know this little chick. I mean, this is going to be painful. And she obliged, and she went with us, dude. And I was sitting, it was me, some other dude beside me, his wife, and then another person in the aisle way, and then Tiel was on my right. My sister was past her, which was on purpose on myself because I knew I was going to crack jokes. My sister is scary as fuck, so I didn't want to get hit. Fun fact, my sister could literally beat me up till I was about 16 years old. She's scary. And this was her daughter's deal, so, of course, I had to put a buffer between us. And she didn't know Tiel at the time, hardly, so she wasn't going to hit her. So it was a good plan on my part.
I don't know. Knowing your sister, she might hit a strange.
That's probably true. I just was rolling those dice just in case. So it was at least 3.5 hours long, just like you just said. And it was like little fucking kids that were totally confused all the way up to high school seniors that were totally confused. And it was It was fun to watch the little kids, but that cuteness just wears the fuck off pretty fast, right?
Right,
like
right.
Dance
does.
Number two, you're like, I'm contemplating, like, shaking the bottom spring on the seat till it pops off, and I'm just going to jam it in my jugular and get it fucking over.
You know what? Like the little, like, preschoolers, they're always entertaining because they kind of just stand there.
Oh, adorable,
like,
dude. Yeah.
There's, like, most of them just stand there and, like, kind of wiggle around a little bit, and there's always one that's crying, and then there's one that's doing all the moves perfectly, and everybody's just laughing and having a good
time. And that one's typically not related to you.
No, I don't. They're related to somebody.
I didn't mean you. I mean any of us.
Yeah, it's never you.
But dude, it got so bad at one point that the dude next to me looked at me, and you know, it was his daughter. I believe she was one of the seniors or the older kids, right? So they were, like, showcasing early. And it's really fucking rude that they don't just go, like, first grade, second grade, third grade, fourth grade, fifth grade, all the way up to senior. No, fuck that shit. They fuck with you. And they go, haha, we're going to hold you here the whole fucking time because we know you'd leave, typically. And I would have, because Bella was pretty young. She was in, like, second grade at the time. So, you know, 30 minutes, I could have been out the door.
Exactly.
Jump it around and mix it up, the fucking jerks, and then he can't leave. It's like a fucking prison sentence. And that, over-enthusiastic parent that's standing up the whole time, like, doing moves and shit. You're like, bitch, she can't fucking see you. She's up on stage. Sit down. You're fat. I hate you.
Dude, I had this one guy sitting right next to me, and it was a nice guy. We shared some pleasantries, as we all do in public. But he kept saying, time and time again, at least 10 times, during different dance routines, he kept saying, oh, this must be the year of the prop. He kept bringing different props out on stage. I heard him say this 10 times. He said, oh, yeah, it's the year of the prop. Like, what the fuck are you talking about? It's the year of the prop.
Immediately
go
off your truck and just start sucking up your exhaust pipe, sir.
What
the year of the prop?
What did you take before you came in here, sir? And may I have some? Please. Oh, my Lord.
It's not even like it's that one that was on Dance Moms and shit. This is some regular-ass fucking dance class shit. What was Annie Ann or whatever the fuck that fat bitch up in Penn Hills? What was her name?
Abby Lee. Or something.
Abby Lee,
I had to go
there a couple different times. That shit, that fucking place is weird, bro.
This
it's like
is
a whole bunch of moms
spectacular.
That are terrifying.
No, these are just normal kids doing horrible dances. This is all about this.
Yeah, but it's horribly adorable, but that only lasts for like 2-3 fucking...
Yeah,
you know,
only for so long.
2-3 songs, and then eventually you're doing that fake smile thing where your face kind of hurts. You're like, oh, it's great, look how cute everyone is. Oh my God, I've had a great time. I wouldn't rather be fucking sitting on my balls right now.
Right.
This is why I'm not a parent.
It's like when you sat on your balls. I think we might have talked about that before.
No, but we can hash it out real quick, though. Here's a fun story. A close friend of ours, somebody we love dearly, his mother passed away, and it was horribly tragic.
We were very young. We were, what, right out of high school, maybe?
Maybe 18.
Yeah.
And awful, awful situation. She was a sweetheart. She was one of, like, the football moms. And she had a Catholic funeral. And it was beautiful and very sad. I knew her really well. It was a bummer. So obviously you're being very serious. And if you've ever been to a Catholic mass, you know it's stand up, sit down, kneel, shake hands, peace, take the cracker, have a little juice, go back to the fucking thing. I accidentally, going from kneeling to sitting, sat on my balls and reached back and grabbed a hold of Chuck and proceeded to appear that I was in pain. Charlie very sweetly rubbed my back to be nice and was like, I know, buddy, it's so sad. And I was like, no, you don't understand. I sat on my balls. And we both almost started laughing. which is like the worst fucking timing possible. Like,
terrible.
We were all truly fucking torn up. Our friend, you know, he just had his world fucking rocked. And here my chucklehead ass decided one day to wear regular boxers, and I rolled back on my marbles, and it was just the worst, just smashed in between my thighs and the puke. And poor Chuck had to keep his fucking straight face and his face straight.
I had to hold it in so hard.
I'll never forget, like, you hollered at me more or less, more so than you would ever normally do, is really what it was.
Yeah,
whenever we got back to the car,
yeah. Like,
you were
fuck,
pissed. You were like, dude, don't ever fucking do that to me again. And I'm like, I'm the victim here. It was my fucking balls, goddammit. I didn't mean to. But, dude, still, that reign supreme is like the hardest I almost laughed while being incredibly not supposed to fucking laugh.
Yeah, I mean, how can you not laugh when somebody sits on their own balls, though?
Especially, it's not like we were old, you know. It was just really hot and sweaty.
Oh, yeah.
Goddamn American Eagle making those shitty cotton boxers.
You know, thank God we sat in the back row. I think we were in the very back. Like,
we were in the
very
back. There was like a giant St. Peter statue behind our head.
We probably like subconsciously knew that somebody might sit on their ball. So we better sit in the back.
I'll never forget too. I left a snuff in my mouth because I wasn't thinking about how long Catholic fucking ceremonies are. Funerals are. And I was just sitting there having a swallow chew spit. It was nasty.
God, that's the worst. I have to do that at work sometimes. People probably really want to hear about this.
Oh, gross. Super gross.
Oh,
I stopped chewing
like
6-7 years ago.
Yeah, I
miss it every day of my life.
I chew every day, and I know it's terrible. I don't need a speech about it. But, like, I'm working in a hospital, which is a tobacco-free zone. But, you know, I have a severe drug addiction to tobacco and nicotine. So I throw chews in all day, every day. But, like, sometimes you get in the area where you can't really, you know, usually I carry a little Pepsi bottle or something or a water bottle where I don't need to spit in, which is disgusting. But, you know, I try to keep it on the DL. But, like, you know, sometimes I'll, like, walk away from where I'm working, you know, go look at something else. And I don't have a spitter with me, so I have to swallow the shit. And, you know, I'm past the point, like, probably most people who don't throw this big fat wad of tobacco in their mouth, they would vomit immediately.
It just gives you heartburn.
You know, yeah, the worst heartburn you'll ever have, too. And that's it, exactly. It's terrible. And then you just...
Dude, that
like,
shit is horribly bad for you. Fucking,
well, yeah.
This dude that used to be a manager of mine at the pool company that I worked for back in Pittsburgh, I won't say his name, but he has an awesome... Fuck it. God damn it. Anyway, so the first time I ever worked there, I had to ride with him, and he was driving around, and, like, we're just cruising. He had a big old nub in his front of his mouth, and you'd hear from his stomach, like, this crazy fucking sound, dude. And I'm sitting in the passenger seat, and I look over, like, oh, my God. I'm like, dude, you all right? He's like, oh, it's my fucking stomach, dude. It's no big deal. I'm like, okay. You know, maybe you're hungry. You should feed that fucking beast, dude. Well, sitting there for a little bit longer, making these terrible sounds. Every time you're around the dude, you make these fucking funky sounds in his stomach, and you go, oh, fucking no, dude. It's just my stomach or something. I don't even know. And eventually, one day, homeboy didn't show up to work, and he had cancer, like, all through his colon. And it was, they suspected it was from the fucking chew spit.
Because he swallowed it all the time.
Yeah, he never spit.
Guys that do that. I don't get that.
Buddy.
Yeah, ooh. But there's guys who do that all day, every day. They just swallow it. Don't even think about spit. Let's change the subject.
Please.
So I've been watching some pretty good shows lately.
You've been watching some good shows? Me too, dude.
That was a great segue, by the way.
It was a fucking smooth, brother. Smooth.
So, we haven't recorded as much as we said we're going to, but I think we're still doing okay.
We're doing all right.
Yeah, we missed the month of April. I don't think we're going to make that one up, but we're doing good.
You know, par for the course.
Who
sticks to their fucking resolutions anyway? Let's be honest here. You know how many times I said I wasn't going to be fat anymore? Currently still pretty fat. It's fine.
I don't know. You've done pretty good in that area, but we don't need to talk about it.
Yeah, please don't. So what show are you wanting to talk about here?
Well, first I want to talk about, and we talked about this last summer when season 2 was out, Santa Clarita Diet, starring Sandra Bullock. No, you got Sandy B on my brain now because you went to her house and did whatever you did there with Jesse James. I'm sorry. Drew Barrymore and Timothy Olyphant. I talked about this show last summer, so I won't bear on it for too long. It's such a great fucking show, though. Season 3 just came out the end of March. You know, they're only like 10 episodes or whatever, but it's so good. Storyline is well written, seems like it's well planned out, the characters are great, the actors are great. You started watching it a little bit, the neighbor kid is fucking perfect. Mm-hmm. He plays the role perfectly. Drew Barrymore is gorgeous at her age. Timothy Olyphant delivers his lines.
Don't say her age, you prick.
I didn't say for her age, I said at her age.
Oh, either way, don't take away from it. Drew Barrymore is beautiful.
I think that's a pretty distinct difference.
I think you're right. Never mind. It's just a fact.
Drew Barrymore is a fucking babe. All right? We just say that?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. E.T. in this bitch.
Oh, well, now you just got a little bit of pedophilia on us, but that's okay.
Dude, that was way before my time.
Yeah, she was like 6 years old in that. But you're good, babe. She's a babe.
You're fine. FBI's not at the door. It's cool.
She's a babe. Anyways, great show. It's fucking hilarious. Dark comedy, you know, zombies, and hilarity. What else did you ask for? The bad news is they canceled it for season 4, which is so upsetting.
I knew that was going to happen. It sucks. I mean, it was a, you know, it was a really fun show. It really was. Seeing Drew Barrymore, like, attack motherfuckers and eating their fucking face and shit, that was a lot of fun.
For me, that's, like, a perfect brand of comedy because it's a little dark. There's a lot of bad language being thrown around, which I love.
Yeah. Yeah.
But, yeah.
A lot of Drew Barrymore
like,
shoving her husband's head into her crotch. Good times. I mean, you know, normal shit.
Netflix did the old Netflix shit, and they pulled the plug, just like they did for all the Marvel shows, which is a whole different story, but it's still disappointing.
Yeah, it is still a bummer.
So, no season 4 for Santa Clarita, but if you have any slight interest in zombies and comedy, I would check that show out, because I fucking love it. On our, what was our scale, the Scoville units?
Oh, yes, Scovilles.
Which, by the way, Rob, it was recommended to us that we rate everything in Scoville units now.
It was? By whom?
Paul McGinty, the only one who
talked
to us.
Of course. Of course. That's my fucking dude right there.
Great dude.
I love the McSauce podcast, specifically because I constantly mis-enunciate and or pronunciate, whichever fucking one it is, or both. Words all the time, and so does Paul. I identify with you, brother. I feel you. My wife loves to call me out on it, just like Ian does, so I feel you, dog.
Well, here's the thing with that. Like, if you do a lot of reading, you don't necessarily know. There's some words that you've only seen in print that you kind of sounded out yourself without looking up, you know, the phonetical explanation.
And, you know, that's my problem. I do so much reading. I really do. And, you know, you motherfucker, I was being serious. Son of a bitch. Okay, Paul does a lot of reading, I'm sure. But
I mean, that is what happens, though. You see words and you say, oh, that must be how that's pronounced, and so that's how you say it. I mean, because what else could it be? I don't know.
It's true. It's true. Potato, potato.
What the fuck?
It's potato. It's not potato.
It may very well be both. You don't know. Were you born on the Isle of Man, TT? Because it's potato there, goddammit.
I was born there. They all say potato.
You're a liar. I've met one person one time for 5 minutes from the Isle, TT, and he did not say it like that. He's my good friend.
So while we're at it, of course, check out the McSauce podcast. They are close friends, and they are hilarious. They talk about everything you want to hear about, and you will be in stitches because they are fucking hilarious. Their banter is amazing. As always, check out Fireside Chat with our good buddy Grimace, Ryan McCormick. His show is great. It is a conversational podcast.
Ooh.
It's a podcast about life. This is all stuff I'm taking from his intro.
It is.
Yeah,
I love it. I actually could feel him in that.
He's a very entertaining guy, and I don't know how he does it.
He's a handsome motherfucker.
You know, when he records his episodes, he just sits there by himself and talks all this stuff out with his own brain. I could never do it, Rob. I need you, and I can barely do it with you. No offense.
None taken. None at all.
So, yeah, check out Grimace at a Fireside Chat. Check out his girlfriend, Tiffany Moore. She has a podcast called More Than You Can Chew, and she also has a second podcast called Thoughts from Top of Ferris Wheel. And if you really want to get down and dirty, you want to check out the podcast they do together, which is...
4 a.m. Knows All of My Secrets.
Oh, my God, you're getting so good at this. 4 a.m. Knows
I'm
All
so
My
good
Secrets.
At this.
Those two are very entertaining. At the same time, check out our friend from the West Coast, Mr. Justin Case, with the Case in Point podcast. He is also
it's
a very
funny stories
man.
And all kinds of good stuff. 19, it's like, he's good, I beg him. And
you
also, Charlie, we've got a new one to add to it as well.
Let me finish his first, and then we can add a new one.
My fault, Mr. Justin Case.
I just wanted to say, I think... his podcast is very similar to ours. He every now and then he does it by himself, but he usually gets a friend on the other end, and they just shoot the shit, and it's a good time. So check out all our friends. Did you want to add the new one that the guy I met at work?
The guy you met at work, for sure. Do that one.
Okay. All right. So I was at work one day, and just walking down the hall. Looking busy, and this is a guy I've seen around. I've been working at this hospital for well over a year now. I've seen him around. He's there a couple times a week, and he does stuff with for fire prevention, fire extinguishers and whatnot, whatever he checks on. But he comes up to me and hands me this business card for beard maintenance. He said, you know,
like
he has hair. Say that again, what?
Like facial hair?
Yeah, like my beard. Facial
oh,
hair.
Okay. Like Justin Men?
They sell, like, beard oils and beard balms and stuff like that.
Oh, nice. I love that shit. Keep your beard real nice.
I forget what the name is. I should plug that company, but I don't know what it's called. But he had...
Well,
they
didn't
he
give
like,
us
yeah. Any. It was like, yeah, I had this guy on my podcast, you know, the other week, and I'm handing out these business cards for him. He said, yeah, every time I see that with a good beard, I give him a business card. I said, oh, yeah, I have a podcast. That's awesome. And their podcast is called The Working Stiffs.
Nice.
Which is what, you know, they're blue-collar workers just like us. The one guy is a... welder, fabricator kind of guy, and the other guy, you know, does the fire prevention stuff that I was just talking about. So check them out. Now, you know, they're also similar to us. They just shoot the shit, talk about whatever, drink some of that hipster beer, have a good time.
Mm-hmm.
Say
the name one more time. What's the name of their podcast?
Their podcast is called The Working Stiff.
The Working Stiff.
Yeah, so check that out. As for us, Rob, find us on Facebook. Find us on Twitter. Preferred method is
Spotify.
I really enjoy Twitter. You can find our episodes on iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher. Our home base is Libsyn. We hope this finds you well at Libsyn.com. What else was I going to say? I had something else here. Yeah, follow us on Twitter for sure, because that's good. That's good stuff. Facebook's kind of stupid, but you know, it's there.
Yeah, it is.
Leave us a review and rating on iTunes too, because that's good shit. Give us
the
5 stars.
With Seth and John.
Give us 1 star if you want. If you think we're horrible, you know, because we do have some horrible episodes.
That'd be nice. I mean, come on.
No, be mean if you want. We have some horrible episodes, like the one we're recording right now. It's not going to be our best, but we're
working.
It might
not be our worst, though. It might not be our worst.
Probably not our worst. We've had some doozies. But yeah, feel free to check us out. Hit us up. Let us know. Give us some topics. It's so much easier when other people give us stuff to talk about.
Yeah,
because
we're boring as fuck.
We're a couple of dum-dums, you know?
Couple 1-2 fucking dummies.
Anyway, what have you been watching, Rob?
You know, I'm really, I guess I'm late to the game on this one, but the OA?
Yeah.
I just started watching that the other night. My wife, one of her friends at work was really surprised that we just started watching this shit, or that we didn't know about it, actually. So she came on, she's like, we...
The first season, Rob, came out, I believe it was 2016, so that was 3 years ago, but the second season, they sure as hell took their time. It just came out a couple months ago, so, you know, you're good.
Well, so we just started watching it. And I like anything that's, like, weird sci-fi kind of stuff. And I also like anything at all that has to do with psychedelic kind of crazy shit also. And that show has both, for sure.
Wait. I'm really going to interrupt you, like, really hard here. Can I I do apologize, but we have to backtrack. Because we started talking about giving a scale unit rating for Santa Clarita.
Oh, you're absolutely correct. My bad.
And we never did, or I never did.
I would probably give it a Thai chili. It's pleasant. It's not going to burn you where you want it to, but it's pleasant. It's a good show. It's not a great show. It didn't hold me constantly, but being the fact that, you know, Drew Barrymore was a fucking zombie, that kind of kept me there. But, yeah, so I would, if we're going out of 5 stars.
No, we're not doing stars.
Maybe
we're just
a 3.5.
Nope, we're just doing
it,
silver units. Any other deal is inappropriate.
Okay, so I believe a jalapeno. Here, let me Google this real quick here. Just make sure we're doing the right thing.
Are you looking up the scale? Because it's crazy. Once you get to the upper echelons of the scale, it goes into, like, millions of units that are all only from chemicals.
Okay, so let's look here.
I think, let's put a limit on this right now. When you're looking at the scale, Rob, I think our scale should only be found from natural peppers. Okay?
Yeah, I mean...
We don't want to get into stuff.
The Reaper and stuff? You don't want to get into that shit?
No, the Reaper, yeah, that's a pepper.
Okay, so like a pimento peppercini, you know, like the thing that you would see on the side of, like, your antipasto salad or some shit from an Italian deli.
Of course.
It's about 100 to 500 Scovilles, right? So the Carolina Reaper is 1,400,000 to 2,200,000.
Okay, so that would put them somewhere near a Thai chili that is about 50,000, I would say. How do you feel about that?
Okay, that's good. That's your rating.
Yeah,
you have
it's a little less than 50%.
You have that? You still have that scale open?
I certainly do.
What's a ghost pepper chili?
Ghost pepper is fucking 855.
Is that more than yours?
No, God, no. Absolutely. You're close to the top there on that one. It's the third down from the top. There's the Trinidad Scorpion above that. Carolina Reaper was the top at one point. There's one crazier than that now. I watch a lot of that, but first we ceased on YouTube.
What an interesting conversation we're having.
It's the greatest.
I love how this show is just 100% behind the curtain. We're working out our scale as we rate things.
I'm Oz, bitch.
Just going by my gut instinct here, I'm going to give it a ghost pepper chili. Not the ghost pepper by itself, so it's probably a little milder once you mix it in with things, right? And bake it for a while? Or stew for a while?
Yeah, take the seeds out, you know, that kind of thing.
I'm going with the ghost pepper chili rating for this because I really enjoy it. I think it's hilarious.
You're basically giving it a 75 out of 100.
That works for me.
Okay, I'll give you that.
Yeah, I think it's hilarious. I think it's very well written. I think the story arcs are good. The actors are excellent. And it is completely grotesque when it needs to be. It's bloody as all hell. So I love it. I'm giving it a ghost pepper chili.
Okay, ghost pepper chili, and I gave it a Thai chili. And, you know, we're only a good fucking 800,000 apart, but that's fine.
It's a big scale.
It's a grand scale. You know, we're going from bell pepper all the way to fucking Carolina Reaper. So, you know. But, yeah, so I've been watching the VOA, and it's a pretty gnarly fucking show. Essentially, this young lady disappears for quite a amount of time, 7 years, I believe, comes back and forgets who she is, was blind, isn't anymore, that kind of thing. You know, that old gem. And it becomes really weirdly dimensional and psychedelic and really fucking cool. One of the things I really dig is you see more and more on TV, we get like an actual variety of humans like there are on the Earth. And there are in our communities. So this show has every type of person pretty much as a main character in the show, and I dig the fuck out of that.
That's a good way to look at it.
Yeah, it was my wife noticed it and was like, oh, that's really cool. And I was like,
a variety of types of people, yeah.
Yeah, because that's, you know, if you look at our group of friends, I mean, it's a mesh of big, a lot of different type of folks, and it's not just a bunch of fucking, you know, Tims and Scots. Anyway,
absolutely.
We watched that show. We've been more or less binge-watching as much as we can. I think we're on the second season. We're maybe the third episode in the second season.
Yeah, I didn't fucking start, man. I didn't start the second season yet, but I watched the first season when it came out, and I enjoyed it quite a bit.
I definitely highly suggest that first season to anybody. That it really took some weird fucking turns.
Feel free for any spoilers here because the show is 3 years old. You know, anything that's not in the second season, but like the first season, we were talking about a little bit earlier, like the end of the first season when it all kind of comes together.
What really fucking struck me and was like actually gave me like anxiety thinking about like, can you imagine going 7 years and not fucking touching anybody?
Oh,
like
in the
being
fucking
in, being
cage,
no,
yeah.
No privacy, no nothing. You're in a glass. Like essentially, she disappeared for 7 years because she got kidnapped by this dude. And this dude is running these experiments on people who had near-death situations happen to them, or near-death experiences.
Yeah, what a cool concept, yeah.
Super cool. And whoever fucking wrote this, took DMT for fucking sure, dimethyltryptamine or whatever the fuck it is. If you watch or listen to any of Joe Rogan's podcasts, I'm sure you've heard him fucking talk on and on about that shit. And essentially it lives endogenous in our bodies already, or it's grown in our bodies already. And they say when you die, that's what you experience, because it's released into your body. It's kind of like whenever you see a fucking mountain lion bite onto the back of a deer, and eventually the deer just kind of goes limp. They kind of assume that's when that is released into their body. So that's what that, like, euphoric, crazy psychedelic shit is, supposedly, or so my fucking half-challenged mind fucking can imagine. So we've been watching the fuck out of that show, and it's awesome, dude. The only thing that's a bummer is going into the second season, they pick up kind of another storyline with it. I won't go into it since that is pretty new. And it throws you for a loop for, like, two of the episodes right off the bat, because you're like, what the fuck? Is this now? Is this then? Is this here? Is this where? What the fuck is happening? And it comes back together pretty quick, but, you know, the second season, you got to kind of build again.
Sure. So, you want to rate it? You want to rate it with a Scoville unit?
Oh, if we're Scoville unit already, just off of the first season? Shit.
Yeah, first season's 3 years old. We can scale the unit the shit out of it.
All right, yeah. So third from the top is Ghost Pepper, and it's 855 to 1,041. So I would definitely put it on the high end of the second of a Ghost Pepper, which is such a weird fucking scale, but that looks, I like it.
I think we should stick with it.
We're doing it. I didn't Google it for no fucking reason.
We're probably going to have to research it a little more so we actually know what we're talking about.
I knew nothing other than I like spicy shit. I don't know how this even came up. I think I accidentally rated something on Scoville's one time. That's because I watched too much of the fucking, But First We Feast, Top Ones. Have you ever seen that yet? They put, you know, celebrities on there, and then they feed them these hot wings progressively hotter, hotter, hotter through like 6 or 10 wings, and they ask them crazy questions, and the shit is so fucking hot that it like throws them the fuck off, and they answer honestly. And now they have another one where it's like a truth or dare. Either you answer these like dark fucking questions, or you have to eat like an insanely, insanely fucking hot wing, like a 1.5 million Scovilles, which is like a kind of Carolina Reaper or hotter hot sauce and fucking crazy shell. So that's how I stole it, basically, is what I mean. So yeah, the LA has been a great show so far.
So what's your rating?
I already fucking said that, Charlie. Pay attention. It's a Ghost Pepper. There's
my
top.
It just went. You just went deep. You just went deep with some pepper stuff.
Yeah, well, you know.
I don't think mine's as high as yours. I like it a lot. I don't see a Ghost Pepper on my scale. Did you say? What was Ghost Pepper rated at?
It was at 855 to 1 million.
Okay. I would give it a...
If you tell me Scotch Bonnet, I'm going to spit in your face.
I'm going to give it a green bell pepper. No, I'm just kidding.
I'm going to piss in your mouth.
No, I like it a lot, but I'm probably only going to give it a habanero, which is on the scale I'm looking at, it's 150,000.
Yeah, about 150 to 500,000. You know, whatever.
It's spicy. It's definitely spicy, and it has a great flavor. But nothing that was like. Oh,
not gonna make you shit your ass.
Yeah, I need more of that. I need to go get on the toilet right now. But no, I do enjoy it, and you actually got me excited to watch season two because I saw it was out, and I was kind of like, yeah, maybe I'll get around to it. But now that you talked about it, I'm probably gonna. Hop on that.
Every time we talk about like spicy anything, I always think of, so there was a place in Verona called Mickey's Thai Kitchen in Verona,
yeah.
Pennsylvania, where I hail from. And the one time I went in there, I ordered, I always get yellow curry. And the lady goes, how hot? And I was feeling a little spicy that day. So I said, how hot is hot hot? And she goes, 1 to 5. And I'm like, okay, 1 to 5. Cool, cool. I want a 4.5 because I was feeling a little bold that day. And she goes, you don't want. And I'm like, bitch, you don't tell me what the fuck I don't want. So I get in the 4.5 in this motherfucker. And she's like, okay. Gives me the food, goes in the back. She looks at me again, like through the little curtain thing before she walks through, like, this motherfucker. Burn his ass. Dude, this shit was so hot. She sat it down in front of me. I go to eat it. I start eating it. Take one fucking bite, dude. It burnt every hair in my fucking nose. It was so fucking hot.
Oh, my God.
And she just stood there looking at me like, oh, is it too hot?
She watched you the whole time, too. That's great.
Oh, yeah. They're like, this stupid white motherfucker. Look at this dumbass coming here 4.5.
Oh,
idiot.
He went hot. We give him hot.
I don't feel like you can do that voice. Yeah, I ate a couple bites of it. Basically, I just, like, took the chicken out of it, shook it dry, patted it dry when she wasn't looking, dunked it in my boba tea, and then I didn't have boba tea. And then fucking took it and left. And I feel guilty about this, but I tossed that shit right in the dumpster on the side of the building whenever I left.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, it was the worst waste of my money. So, yeah, for now on, I go with a solid 3.
That's like, so there's a point on the scale where it turns from being spicy and hot and flavorful at the same time, where, you know, once you get past a certain point, it just turns to spicy and then straight up fire in your mouth, and there is no flavor left. It doesn't even taste good. At that point, it's just like a pride thing, like the, I think, were you there for my one birthday where we went to?
Yeah, you got the t-shirt.
Quaker Steak & Lube, and I did the triple X Atomic, and you have to eat 6 of them to get a fucking t-shirt. You have to wear the plastic gloves or the latex gloves or whatever.
No, they were definitely like food grade plastic, terrible gloves.
So you have to wear the plastic gloves, and yeah, they don't taste good in bed, but there was, you know, tears streaming down my face, and I got through them, of course, because I wanted that t-shirt, but it didn't taste good in the slightest.
Yeah, I remember standing behind you and thinking, that just smelled like death and vinegar.
Yeah, it tasted like death. Without the vinegar.
Unenjoyable, totally. So what else you got, Charlie?
So we've been watching, we just ordered HBO specifically for Game of Thrones because we binge-watched Game of Thrones probably last September. I'll tell you what, man, I've never binge-watched a show so hard as I did this one.
So hard.
We watched the first 7 seasons in probably a month's time.
Wow.
Which, 10 episodes a season. Episodes are about an hour long each. So, you know, we watched like 2 episodes a night. And we couldn't stop. We couldn't stop because it's so good. Definitely one of the best shows I've ever watched, Game of Thrones. And
I've never gotten into it.
Yeah, you need to. You need to.
I know.
That needs to happen. It's not just like a fad. Like punk rock.
Well, I mean, I like punk rock, right? Fucking Steve.
But yeah, it's so good. And, you know, the last season just started 4 weeks ago. It's only going to be 6 episodes, but some of the episodes have been like an hour and a half each, and it's really great so far. But yeah, we ordered HBO specifically for that. I've never had HBO before in my life, never even thought about it, but it's totally worth the price because there's a lot of good shows on there. I've been discovering some stuff like Barry with Bill Hader, Rob.
Yeah, that's a I've only watched two episodes, but that show's fucking fantastic, dude.
It is wonderful. It's one of my new favorites. They're on the second season right now, about five episodes in, and I got you started on it, and it's very enjoyable. Very dark at points and also very hilarious at points. And who would have known that Bill Hader is such a great actor?
I had no clue he could go as fucking dark as he goes in that show.
Yeah, dude. It's good stuff.
That is definitely good stuff. What else you got?
What else is on HBO? What should I be checking out? We watched the show. It's called Big Little Lies.
Never watched that.
So it has Reese Witherspoon, Nicole Kidman. Who else was in it? Adam Scott, who we all know as Ben from Parks and Rec.
Oh, shit, yeah.
it's a cool show, though. It's so the whole first season is, like, you know that somebody dies at the end of the first season, but you don't know who it is until it happens in the last episode. So it's kind of like a mystery, suspenseful kind of thing. It's really good, though. But, like, I also want to watch The Sopranos because I've never watched that before. But now that I have...
Oh, man, you really have to get into that show. That show is amazing.
Now that I have this HBO subscription, there's so much stuff to watch that I don't even know where to start. But Sopranos is definitely on the list. I want to watch True Detective. What's the Larry David show called? Curb Your Enthusiasm?
I never watched that one either.
Yeah, I want to watch that. I heard it's hilarious. That's about it for my television watching. You know what I've been trying though, Rob?
What's that?
I'm trying golf. The game of golf. Yeah.
The game of golf.
We have a lot of buddies that do golf.
They do golf.
And one of my buddies that I've been going to school with, he golfs, and he kind of, like, wanted me to golf with him, kind of talked me into it. I've been hitting up the driving range, and it hasn't been awful, except for the driver. For some reason, I can't hit the big stick. All the irons are all right.
That makes a lot of sense, Tyler. You have trouble with the big stick.
Yeah, I just like the little ones. They go in a lot easier. I mean, they hit the ball a lot easier.
Definitely not hitting the back of the cup, though.
So, yeah, I'm working on that. I don't know. That's stupid to talk about. It's fun, though, because I've been going to the driving range. It's something to do, you know, get out of the house for a little bit, get some fresh air.
Fresh air, get out of the house.
Mild, very mild exercise, but at least my body's moving, you know.
That's true. That is very true.
For some reason, I can't hit the driver, though. I can hit the iron. You know, they go, you know, they don't
go.
Hey, because
you're used to hitting irons.
I'm used to hitting those irons hard. Like, they go straight. Like, nothing goes far yet. But the driver, like, the ball just, like, drops. So I don't know what that's about. I need help.
I'm sure there's somebody that can give you good instruction, but it's certainly not me. I'm fucking terrible at golf.
Let's change the subject. That was stupid.
Okay.
There's a new Get Up Kids album out. You haven't listened to it yet.
I haven't listened to it. We should just stop talking about music because I'm just the worst.
You are the worst, not just the music, but
everything.
Why are
you getting up to fucking enforce that?
I'm sorry. I love you.
There you go.
So we can't. I don't want to rate it yet because you haven't even fucking listened to it. It's only been out for 2 days. But oh no, Rob can't listen to new music of one of his favorite bands. Forget that.
Well, listen, I moved away, and I just don't pay attention to music as much anymore. I have no one to talk to talk about it too, you know?
All I can say about it is it's good. There's a couple real catchy songs on there. It's not great, but it's good. It's better than their last output, which was awful. I'm definitely going to listen to it more. We can get more in-depth with that once you listen to it.
I will make it a point.
I'm sure you will. Can't wait.
I will.
I mean, what else have you been doing?
Dude,
any hobbies?
Dude, you know I don't have any hobbies. We're grasping at straws now.
I know.
I go to work, I come home, I eat food, hang out with my wife. Sometimes I play guitar.
Like, we really enjoy doing this, but we really have trouble with coming up with subjects to talk about. Of course we can talk about TV and movies and music, because that's...
politics and all that shit, but you've heard enough of that shit.
That's things that everybody does. You know, what can we talk about that is unique, you know, besides our golf stories?
Well, if you made it this far into the podcast, you know where we're at on Twitter.
How long have we been on here? Long time.
A long time.
Too long. Detective Pikachu came out this weekend. I haven't seen it yet, but I'm really excited to see it, Rob.
This is why you have kids, for sure.
Just to see kid movies?
Just to see kid movies. See, what I do is I just wait till they come out on some less than legal streaming service.
Nope.
And then I watch them there. Because if I go into a movie theater and watch it by myself, I look like the biggest creep ever.
You know, I'm a theater guy through and through. I just saw Endgame by myself because my family saw it without me.
Dude, you know what? I'm with you on that shit because my wife fucking betrayed me and went and saw that shit, but without me. My friends are going to go see it. I never like to see it. And then you have another day off. Yeah, and then she went and saw it, and she came home, like, all like, oh, my God, it was so... I was like, shut up. She said, fuck it. It's my fault that I haven't seen it yet. I deserve to get any spoilers that I get at this point. But,
at this point, yeah. You should have seen it. Because it came out 2 weeks ago.
I know. And I started listening to the newest McSauce, and they were talking about that on there, and I had to hurry up and turn it off.
Yeah, because, I mean, there has to be a time limit on spoilers for something
that... It's a week.
I think a week is good, because that's a big movie, you know? Millions and millions of people are going to see it within the first week of release. So, you know, at some point you're going to hear something that maybe you didn't want to hear until you saw it, but at that point, it's on you, bro.
Yeah, you deserve it.
Yeah, like, my wife and kids, they always see movies without me because the discount night is on a night when I'm not available to go, but she is, so, of course, that's when they go. It only makes sense.
Yeah, for sure.
But I went and saw it by myself, and I do like going to the movies by myself because then you can kind of just zone in and not have to worry
about it. I've literally never done that in my life.
Never.
Not once.
Oh, it's one of my favorite things. I love it. I would do it all the time if I could. I can't believe you've never done that. That's surprising.
Oh, dude, I've never eaten food by myself in a restaurant. I can't. It bums me the fuck out.
No, I enjoy it. I go and I'm not a popcorn guy, but I get nachos at the movies, which I know is kind of weird.
You just shovel that oil cheese into your face.
Oh, shove it! I get some jalapenos with it. I get one jalapeno per chip, one little scoop of cheese.
Excellent.
There's never enough cheese for the chips, though, right?
See, I always have it the opposite. It's never enough jalapenos.
Well, no, there's never enough jalapenos, but there's definitely never enough cheese.
Yeah, I could do without the cheese though. That's just fucking gross as hell.
See, I can't eat the chips by themselves.
I'd rather eat the chips than the cheese.
too salty.
You just
want to
get that big old giant fucking Coke, though. That's the deal.
Yeah, you get the big Coke. That's about it, man. Well, we got to wrap it
up. I think let's wrap it up. Thank
We've
you guys
run
for listening.
Dry.
Thank
you. If you've made it to this point in this episode, thank you so much. We love you eternally. Because we ran dry. Oh, no.
Oh, those double IPAs are getting chucked.
No. Jenny just scared me again. She's staring at me through a window.
You're in trouble. You better get off this podcast.
And
guys,
it's horrible.
I'm not around, but if you don't see Charlie for a few days, we know what happened.
I just screamed, and everybody can hear it now.
Well, this has been fun. Thank you guys
anyway,
for listening.
I'm sorry. Thank
I'm
you
Rob.
For listening. I'm sorry. This is horrible. Bye.